2 Esdras, chapter 13. And it came to pass after 7 days, I dreamt a dream by night, and, behold, there arose a wind from the sea, that it moved all the waves thereof. And I saw, and, behold, this wind caused to come up from the midst of the sea as it were the likeness of a man, and I saw, and, behold, that man flew with the clouds of heaven, and when he turned his countenance to look, all things trembled that were seen under him. And whenever the voice went out of his mouth, all they burnt that heard his voice, like as the wax melts when it feels the fire. And after this I saw, and, behold, there was gathered together a multitude of men, out of number, from the four winds of heaven, to make war against the man that came out of the sea. And I saw, and, behold, he carved himself a great mountain, and flew upon it. But I sought to see the region or place whereout the mountain was graven, and I could not. And after this I saw, and, behold, all they which were gathered together to fight against him were sore afraid, and yet dared fight. And, behold, as he saw the assault of the multitude that came, he neither lifted up his hand, nor held spear, nor any instrument of war, but only I saw how that he sent out of his mouth as it had been a flood of fire, and out of his lips a flaming breath, and out of his tongue he cast forth sparks of the storm. And these were all mixed together, the flood of fire, the flaming breath, and the great storm, and fell upon the assault of the multitude which was prepared to fight, and burnt them up every one, so that upon a sudden of an innumerable multitude nothing was to be perceived, but only dust of ashes and smell of smoke. When I saw this I was amazed. Afterward I saw the same man come down from the mountain, and call to him another multitude which was peaceful. And there came much people to him, whereof some were glad, some were sorry, some of them were bound, and others some brought of those who were offered. Then through great fear I awaked, and prayed to the Most High, and said, You have showed your servant these wonders from the beginning, and have counted me worthy that you should receive my prayer, and now show me moreover the interpretation of this dream. For as I conceive in my understanding, woe to those who shall be left in those days. And much more woe to those who are not left, for those who were not left shall be in heaviness, understanding the things that are laid up in the latter days, but not attaining to them. But woe to them also that are left, for this cause, for they shall see great perils and many necessities, like as these dreams declare. Yet is it better for one to be in peril and to come into these things, than to pass away as a cloud out of the world, and not to see the things that shall happen in the last days. And he answered to me, and said, The interpretation of the vision shall I tell you, and I will also open to you the things whereof you have made mention. Whereas you have spoken of those who are left behind, this is the interpretation, he that shall endure the peril in that time shall keep those who are fallen into danger, even such as have works, and faith towards the Almighty. Know therefore, that they which be left behind are more blessed than those who are dead. These are the interpretations of the vision, whereas you saw a man coming up from the midst of the sea, this is he whom the Most High has kept a great season, which by his own self shall deliver his creature, and he shall order those who are left behind. And whereas you saw, that out of his mouth there came wind, and fire, and storm, and whereas he held neither spear, nor any instrument of war, but destroyed the assault of that multitude which came to fight against him, this is the interpretation, Behold, the days come, when the Most High will begin to deliver those who are upon the earth. And there shall come astonishment of mind upon those who dwell on the earth. And one shall think to war against another, city against city, place against place, people against people, and kingdom against kingdom. And it shall be, when these things shall come to pass, and the signs shall happen which I showed you before, then shall my Son be revealed, whom you saw as a man ascending. And it shall be, when all the nations hear his voice, every man shall leave his own land and the battle they have won against another. And an innumerable multitude shall be gathered together, as you saw, desiring to come, and to fight against him. But he shall stand upon the top of the Mount Sion. And Sion shall come, and shall be showed to all men, being prepared and built, like as you saw the mountain graven without hands. And this my Son shall rebuke the nations which are come for their wickedness, with plagues that are like to a tempest, and shall taunt them to the face with their evil thoughts, and the torments wherewith they shall be tormented, which are likened to a flame, and he shall destroy them without labor by the law, which is likened to fire. And whereas you saw that he gathered to him another multitude that was peaceful, these are the 10 tribes, which were led away out of their own land in the time of Osir the king, whom Salmanazar the king of the Assyrians led away captive, and he carried them beyond the river, and they were carried into another land. But they took this counsel amongst themselves, that they would leave the multitude of the heathen, and go forth into a further country, where never mankind lived, that they might there keep the statutes, which they had not kept in their own land. And they entered by the narrow passages of the river Euphrates. For the Most High then did signs for them, and stayed the springs of the river, till they were passed over. For through that country there was a great way to go, namely, of a year and a half, and the same region is called Azareth. Then lived they there until the latter time, and now when they begin to come again, the Most High stays the springs of the river again, that they may go through, therefore saw you the multitude gathered together with peace. But those that be left behind of your people are those who are found within my holy border. It shall be therefore when he shall destroy the multitude of the nations that are gathered together, he shall defend the people that remain. And then shall he show them very many wonders. Then said I, O Lord that bear rule, show me this, wherefore I have seen the man coming up from the midst of the sea. And he said to me, like as one can neither seek out nor know what is in the deep of the sea, even so can no man upon earth see my son, or those that be with him, but in the time of his day. This is the interpretation of the dream which you saw, and for this you only are enlightened herein. For you have forsaken your own ways, and applied your diligence to mine, and have sought out my law. Your life have you ordered in wisdom, and have called understanding your mother. And therefore have I showed you this, for there is a reward laid up with the Most High, and it shall be, after other 3 days I will speak other things to you, and declare to you mighty and wondrous things. Then went I forth and passed into the field, giving praise and thanks greatly to the Most High because of his wonders, which he did from time to time, and because he governs the time, and such things as fall in the seasons. And there I sat 3 days.